too many plants.
They had to hold the cotton.
All right. Well, what did they do? Did they let all the plants grow, or did they?
They just hold out every other one, I think.
Every other one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you think of any term for that? Well, what was it called?
Hoeing the cotton was all I remember them talking about.
What would you say about grass that grows up in the cotton field and needed to be taken out? What would you say? This is a what kind of cotton field?
Grassy.
Grassy cotton field. Grass that is not wanted or not desired is un-what? Anything that's not desirable is
undesirable.
Undesirable. All right. Now, cotton and corn grow in a what?
Field.
A field. Tobacco grows in a
field.
In a field. Have you ever heard of anything grown in a patch? What is a patch?
We used to refer to cotton as a cotton patch.
The cotton patch. Do you know of any
A turnip green patch.
Can you think of any reason why one is called a patch and the other a field? What's the difference?
We always they referred to it as a smaller place.
A smaller place was a
patch.
Mm-hmm. All right. A fence made out of boards pointed upward. What kind of fence was that called? In
a board fence.
And a single board.
A wooden
called
fence.
A what? What did they call those?
Railing. A rail fence. They didn't call that a board. They just called it a board fence.
Have you ever heard of a paling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that a term that was used here?
Yeah, palings.
For a picket fence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, paling.
All right. What kind of? Did you have a fence around your yard when you were a child?
Yeah, we had a wooden fence. It wasn't a picket fence. It was around the backyard. It was a tall fence,
mm-hmm.
And you couldn't. It was hard to see over.
Mm-hmm. All right. What is the kind of fencing that you use to keep, really it's a wire that you keep cattle from jumping over, that's used to keep cattle from jumping over a fence, and it has little sharp points on it. What do you call that?
Barbed wire.
All right. Can you name any other fences made of wood? Can you think of any? If you can't, don't worry about it.
No, uh-uh.
How about when the farmers used to, a long time ago, our forefathers used to split trees into long pieces of wood and build fences. What was that called?
A railing.
Did you ever see a
rail fence? A rail fence.
In this area?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Do you think there are any rail fences in this area now?
No, I don't think so.
You haven't seen any?
I hadn't seen any in a long time.
All right. Did you have any chickens when you were a child at your home? Did you keep any chickens?
No, we never did have any chickens.
Do you know much about chickens?
No,
and
I don't.
About how people would encourage a hen to lay an egg in her nest?
No, I don't know anything about that. If my husband was here, he could tell y'all about it.
Have you ever heard of a nest egg?
Yes.
What did people use for nest eggs? Do you know? Have you ever heard any stories about that?
No, what I've always heard them refer to is saving money and putting it back and saying, this is my little nest egg.
Nest egg.
And they'd keep adding to it, and then mm-hmm. when they finally got enough money to buy whatever they mm-hmm. wanted to, they'd say, well, this is my little nest egg. I'm going to town and buy whatever I had in mind.
Do you remember ever seeing an artificial egg made of china or glass or even...
That's what Mama used to darn with. She darned her daddy's socks. And she'd put
that
article. A darning egg.
When I see